Border crisis leads to 13-hour wait times for legal crossings at Texas-Mexico ports of entry. By Cartel Chronicles on December 20, 2023. Residents in Mexico are furious as the ongoing border crisis along the Texas-Mexico border has practically frozen all legal crossings. In some locations, people legally authorized to enter the U.S. have to wait 13 hours in line to cross through a port of entry. The long wait times come as overwhelmed and understaffed U.S. federal authorities are forced to deal with record-setting numbers of migrants illegally crossing the Rio Grande and making claims of credible fear to avoid deportation. This influx of migrants forced U.S. Customs and Border Protection to stop the rail bridge in Eagle Pass and close legal crossing lanes at its ports of entry to move officers to assist in transporting, processing, and caring for the thousands of migrants that are crossing the river each day. Currently, there is only one crossing lane in use at the International Bridge No. 2 in Piedras Negras Eagle Pass, a move that immediately led to extremely long wait times. Law enforcement sources in Coahuila revealed to Breitbart Texas that the line leading to the port of entry went back for miles from the river, all the way to the nearby city of Nava. Authorities in Mexico were forced to deal with scuffles and traffic issues as enraged locals grew tired of waiting in line. Some tried to cut in line. According to information revealed by the head of the local chapter of the National Chamber of Commerce, Hector Rodriguez Lopez, Piedras Negras is experiencing a loss in commerce of $150,000 per day due to the ongoing border crisis. The businessman claimed that the closing of the rail bridge and the slowing down of legal vehicle crossings are hurting local businesses and major enterprises that use the port of entry there to move their goods. Editor's note: Breitbart Texas traveled to Mexico City and the states of Tamaulipas, Coahuila, and Nuevo León to recruit citizen journalists willing to risk their lives and expose the cartel silencing their communities. The writers would face certain death at the hands of the various cartels that operate in those areas, including the Gulf Cartel and Los Zetas, if a pseudonym were not used. Breitbart Texas Cartel Chronicles are published in both English and their original Spanish. This article was written by J.M. Martinez and C.E. Herrera from Coahuila.